Hi, this is Panthera with a 5-minute focus on dealing with disappointment. Disappointments always happen. And they're hard to deal with, especially if you've been looking forward to something and it doesn't come off. But I want you to try and deal with your disappointments a little differently. Turn them on their head. Have a look and see why it was important to you and what you can do to achieve what you wanted. Don't give up on something just because you've had a disappointment. Rally. Think. You're clever. You can do this. Think about what you need to do. Find another path around it. I think sometimes we have to pause when we've had a disappointment. I know some people say you shouldn't lick your wounds and withdraw, but I think sometimes you should just sit down for a few moments and think over what it was that actually happened. Sometimes saying it out loud makes it smaller than it was. They say sharing can half it. Perhaps if you share it with someone, they'll have a comforting effect, or perhaps even allow you to find a solution. It depends on your perspective and it depends on the disappointment, I understand that. But you still need to try. Don't let the disappointment take more headspace than it deserves. Quantify the disappointment. How much space should it take up in your daily life? How long should you have to deal with it before you make your plans? Put the item back on the list. Find some time to examine it and see what happened. If it's something that you just can't fix, then learn to let it go. Take a sigh, take a few minutes, close your eyes, breathe deeply. Mentally put it to one side. And go back to your day, your to-do list. And give yourself something else to think about. I always find that talking things out with myself is useful. My bathroom mirror has been talked through a lot, especially recently in light of COVID, etc. There's been lots of disappointments. This time of year and this pandemic is very, very difficult. And disappointments are abound, I'm sure. Perhaps we need to celebrate our victories better. We have a victory, we go, yes, we've done it, and move on. How about we share those victories a little bit more, even if they're tiny? So that when we have a disappointment, we think, oh no, I'm going to turn this around. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get this because I want that rush. I want to be able to achieve. I want to see what's next. Having a little look at why we're disappointed about things kind of gives us a perspective on how our minds work. It gives us an idea of where we can improve our attitudes or improve our thinking. When you understand your own thought processes, you can change them. And while disappointments are always going to sting, I can't make that go away for you. Neither can you. But you can make it and turn it into something more positive. Replace it with something. Make the best of it, because it's worth it. Turn your disappointments into something positive. I know you can do it. And if you have any tips and tricks on doing this, please write them in the comments below and I will readily share them with the rest of the people who are my wonderful supporters. Time is very important and I thank you for spending your time with me. I hope you've not had any disappointments recently and I hope there aren't any coming up for you. But if there are, know that you can deal with them. Give yourself a strategy for life. because disappointments that stick become baggage. Don't let them accrue. Don't let them build up. You can do this. I believe in you.